Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back on Hardline. Brenda Alesi here with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. A little political talk right till high noon. We're going to get to the phone calls in just a moment. You may know that Beth Perlotto was with us in the first hour in studio, taking your calls and texts. And one of the things that Beth brought up was about a six-year-old child who was allegedly raped by at least 30 different men because there were 30 DNA samples found in this little girl when she was examined. Certainly a horrific story. But there's some talk now, since Beth brought that up, that that story had been debunked. So I just want to make sure that we're accurate on the air at all times. So if you do a little Google research and political fact research, there is probably some disputing of that story. And when I get off the air, I'm going to do a little research on my own. So always want to be accurate here on Hardline. 803-0930 is the number to call. We're talking politics with Carol Calabrese, political operative here based in Western New York. And we're going to go to Kevin in Pendleton. Good morning, Kevin. You're on with Carol.
Hey, Brenda. Good morning. Good morning, Carl. Hey, Carl. Just a quick comment here and a question for you. When you're speaking about what the priority should be for the Republican Party on a national level, and to some extent even at the local level too, with this coming November. But Carl, I think that Republicans and conservatives are ignoring the great white elephant in the room right now, and that is that right now our kids think that socialism and communism is the answer to America's problems. When we look at how they follow Bernie Sanders and those other candidates, you know, in a cult-like trance. And I say both parties have to take some responsibility for this, because I am sure a lot of these kids, their parents not voting for Sanders and some of the leftists. And, you know, David Bellavia summed it up best. And I was kind of glad that he didn't run for Congress. And I like a number of individuals told him that, yeah, he shouldn't even bother to get into that cesspit in Washington, because he said it best: who's going to raise your children? And this is what I think is a major, major issue right now, because if this is the future of America, then God help us. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Can you hear me, by the way? Am I
funny?
Out?
Oh, yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. I thought we had a little disconnect there. You are absolutely right. We have spent at least a generation, maybe two, not teaching history in our schools. And consequently, we have not taught about socialism and communism and the nature of liberty and freedom and what this country was built on. We've just not done it. I teach at the University of Buffalo every fall. And I can see that, and I've always said that, the two areas where college students just are terribly behind in basic knowledge are economics and history. And so that's the start of it. We don't teach it anymore. And when we do teach it, we teach revisionist history, which says, you know, America is a fundamentally corrupt country. You hear this from the Democrat candidates on stage, that America is a fundamentally racist country. It's in our DNA. These are their words. And it's an unforgivable sin. And so you combine that with a time when these young kids grew up, when they saw capitalism fail, basically, the meltdown, the Great Recession of 2008. They saw their parents lose their homes. Now they're in debt with college debt and can't get jobs and that they went to school for. You add all that and you have a toxic soup of we need a change. And as Beth Perlotto said, along comes Bernie Sanders and said, we're going to give you free college. We're going to forgive your debt. We're going to pay your medical bills. We're going to give you guaranteed income. And everything's going to be great and everything's going to be fair and everything's going to be easy. that's intoxicating to a young person who doesn't have the basis of history to say, wait a minute, other countries have tried that, and it has failed miserably in terms of economic performance and in terms of taking away people's liberties. And we need, as a Republican Party, we need to start talking in those terms. The way Jack Kemp, may he rest in peace, used to talk. Ronald Reagan, may he rest in peace, used to talk. That's the kind of philosophical discussion we've got to try to work into every one of these specific issues. What are the consequences of big government taking this over in terms of performance and in terms of individual liberties?
More issues to come and more phone calls to come. We'll take a break for the news at 11:30 with Neil McManus and back with Carl Calabrese after this.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.